Daf is Pesachim Daf Tezvav. Today's daf is sponsored by Elisha Graf in honor of Shraga Goldenhirsch, in gratitude to his Divrei Torah that he shared with Elisha and myself. So we thank Elisha for the sponsorship again. And today we are learning Daf Tezvav. Yesterday we started the Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim Sugyas, and we learned essentially the first two statements of the Mishnah in yesterday's daf. Statement number one is Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim's actual original statement, which was that if you have two pieces of meat that are both kodesh, one of them is a rishon l'tumah and the other one is a shlishi l'tumah, so they both need to be burnt because they're both tamei, you're allowed to burn them together, even though the shlishi, by coming in contact with the rishon, is going to be elevated to a sheni l'tumah. Statement number two was Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said that not only can you take a rishon and a shlishi that need to be burnt and burn them together, but even if you have an avatumah, a candle that's an avatumah, an oil that's a shlishi l'tumah, that's truma, that's a shlishi l'tumah, that needs to be burnt, you're allowed to burn that oil in that candle, even though by coming in contact with that candle, that oil is not just being raised from a shlishi to a sheni, it's being raised from a shlishi all the way to a rishon l'tumah. So it's being raised two levels of tumah. That was Rabbi Akiva's din in the Mishnah. Now we're mentioning that again because our daf is going to discuss the next two lines of the Mishnah, which seem to work off of those first two lines. The next two lines of the Mishnah were Rabbi Meir saying, "Oh, mi devrayim lamanu." We see from their words that if you have truma tameya and truma tahora, that's chametz on erev Pesach, so they both need to be burnt, even though truma tahora normally is usher to burn, but it's chametz on erev Pesach, so you need to burn it. You're allowed to burn them together, even though by burning them together, the truma tahora is going to become tamei through contact with the truma tameya. You're still allowed to burn them together. And Rabbi Yossi says to Rabbi Meir, no, that's not true. It's not a good comparison. You can't learn anything. Mi divrehem. So the Gemara on today's daf, for the first significant portion of the daf, we're going to try to figure out what the mi divrehem that Rabbi Meir says is talking about. From whose words? From which earlier opinion did Rabbi Meir derive that you can burn Truma Tahora together with Truma Tameya on Erev Pesach? The Gemara is going to explore five possibilities of which earlier opinion Rabbi Meir is basing himself on, and it's going to focus on what's behind Rabbi Yossi's critique of Rabbi Meir, based on whichever possibility is correct, what Rabbi Meir actually meant. And then on Amud Beis, we're going to have a different approach. Rabbi Yochanan is going to qualify that once the seventh hour comes on Erev Pesach, then even Rabbi Yossi would be moda that you could burn Truma Torah together with Truma Tameya. Once the seventh hour comes, it's all Chametz is Asur Midaraisa, and therefore you're allowed to burn it all together, according to everybody, says Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara is then going to explore which understanding of Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yochanan's Chiddush fits with. Again, we have five understandings of Rabbi Meir, and just to set it up for you, even though there are going to be five possibilities, three of them are going to be rejected. So of the five possibilities of what Rabbi Meir is talking about, only possibility number three and possibility number five are going to stand as true possibilities at the end of the day. One, two, and four are going to be rejected. So let's pick up from Amr Rabbi Meir in Andaf Yud Dalet Amud Beis, about seven lines from the end of the page. Amr Rabbi Meir mi devreim lamanus. Rabbi Meir said in the Mishnah, we see from their words that Truma Tahora and Truma Tameya, that's Chametz on Erev Pesach, can be burnt together. Ask the Gemara, mi divrei deman, from whose words? So again, five possibilities. Possibility number one, the most logical, if you want to tell me, maybe he's deriving it from Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim. That's the logical way to assume. Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim said, you have two pieces of meat that are Kodesh and are Tameh, and therefore they both need to be burnt. One happens to be a Shlishi, one happens to be a Rishon, so you can burn them together. So Rabbi Meir says, okay, good. So if you have two pieces of Chametz that both need to be burnt, one happens to be Truma Tahora, one happens to be Truma Tameya, so we see from there, you can burn them together. You don't have to worry about the Tumah that you're causing to the Truma Tahora. So says the Gemara, no, mi dami, you can't compare the two cases. Hasam tame vitame, hacha tahar vitame. Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim allowed you to take two pieces of meat that are both already tame and burn them together. Granted, one of them is becoming more tame than it was before, a higher level of tame, but it was all tame. One was a rishon, one was a shlishi. So that's what he allowed. Who says that means that you're allowed to take truma Tahora and burn it with Truma Tameya? That's quite a stretch. So how can you derive that from Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanin? So possibility number one is rejected. Possibility number two, Ve'ela midivrei Rabbi Akiva. Maybe he derives it from Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says if you have shemen, that's a shlishi, you could put it into a candle that is an avatuma. So maybe he says, oh good, you see that because the shemen is truma and it's a shlishi and it needs to be burnt, you're allowed to put it in contact with something that's much more tummy than it is going to raise its level of tumma. So the same is true with Truma Tahora and Truma Tameya. Since they both need to be burnt because they're both chametz, you're allowed to burn them together even though the Truma Tahora is going to become more tummy by coming in contact with the Truma Tameya. So says the Gemara, no, you can't compare those two cases either for pretty much the same reason. Mi dami, hasam pasul v'tameh, hachatar v'tameh. Granted, when you're dealing with shemen of truma that's a shlishi, it's not what we call tameh, even though it's a shlishi of the truma, it's what we call pasul. The difference between tameh and pasul is tameh implies that something is not only tameh itself, but it could be metameh other things. Once you have shemen of truma that's a shlishi, it's tameh itself, but it can't be metameh other things. That's what we call pasul. Something that's tameh itself, but can't be metameh other things, is called pasul. So he said, even if Rabbi Meir is trying to derive this halacha about burning the Truma Torah together with the Truma Tamei from Rabbi Akiva, it's not an exact comparison. Because granted, Rabbi Akiva is talking about shemen, which isn't Tamei, but at least the shemen that he's talking about is already pasul. So by turning it from pasul to Tamei, it's not that big of a leap. But Rabbi Meir is allowing you to take Truma Tahora and burn it with Truma Tameya, to actually take something that's tahor and make it tameh. So that doesn't work either. So what is Reb Meir based on? So now possibility number three, and this one we're not going to reject. Neima kasavir Rebbe Meir masnisin ba'ava tuma da'oraisa uvlada tuma derabanan. Maybe Reb Meir holds that when Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim permitted burning a piece of kachem meat that's a rishon with a piece of kachem meat that's a shlishi, maybe he was talking about something that was only a shlishi meat derabanan. It would actually, on a daraisa level, was perfectly tahar. The whole tumah of the shlishi that Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim was talking about was only a tumah derabanan. Demi daraisa, tahar ma'aliyah. On a daraisa level, the shlishi was perfectly tahar. And therefore, a mayor derives perfectly from Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim. Because what does he see in Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim? You have a piece of meat that, if you wear your daraisa glasses, is perfectly tahar, and you're putting it together with a piece of meat that's a rishon l'tumah midaraisa, and you're burning them together. So you're taking a meat that's perfectly tahar, and you're being metameh it. So Rabbi Meir says, good, so the same is going to be true when you have two pieces of truma of chametz, one of them is tar, one of them is tameh, you're allowed to be metameh. Why? Because you have to burn it anyway, so you're allowed to be metameh. Meaning, the iser of chametz on Erev Pesach is such that it equals, that it would be about the same, it's roughly the same as something that's tameh midrabanan, as kachim that's tameh midrabanan. It's kachim that's tameh midrabanan, you're allowed to be metameh in getting rid of it, so truma Torah that's chametz, you're allowed to be metame it in getting rid of it. There's an interesting line in Rashi over here. Rashi, on the first very wide line of Yadalad Amid Beis, says, Neimu ksavar ameir midyalav midivrein kasavar masnisin Rabbi Chanina basar shenitma ba'ava tuma dekatani ba'ava tuma da'oraisa. When Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim says that we're talking about basar that became tame with an avatuma, it means something that became tame with an avatuma da'oraisa, but the thing that became tame with the vladatum was only drabanan, right? So Rashi just adds in a few words. When we say that it became tamei with an av hatumah da'oraisa, dikol av hatumah da'oraisa hi. Because there's no such thing as an av hatumah midrabanan. When we're clarifying that Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim was talking about the basar that's a rishon had become tamei from an av hatumah da'oraisa, of course it became tamei from an av hatumah da'oraisa. Every av hatumah is da'oraisa. There's no such thing as an av hatumah midrabanan. That's how the Rabbeinu Peretz explains that line in Rashi as well, that when we say av hatumah da'oraisa, the point is that Rashi's trying to say that even though every av hatumah is da'oraisa, and therefore it's really unnecessary to say that the item that became tamei with an av hatumah became tamei with an av hatumah da'oraisa, because by definition, every av hatumah is da'oraisa, we mention the word da'oraisa because we're trying to contrast it with the item that became tamei with a vlada tumah, which became tamei with a vlada tumah midrabanan. So by way of expressing the contrast, it's easiest to say that it became tamei with an ava tumah daraisa. That's how Rabbeinu Peretz explains Rashi. There's only one problem, and that is that that's not true. There are avos hatumah that are drabanan. Rashash points out it's enough in a Mishnah, Meseches Taharos, in Perek Dalid. The Mishnah says avol davar shu av hatumah v'humi divrei sofrim. Even has such an expression. Something that's an ava tumah that's midivrei sofrim. Where do we have an ava tumah midivrei sofrim? So we do have the first Mishnah Meseches Nida. So Mishnah Nedios as well about me eis la eis shebenida. If a woman discovers that she had seen dam, but she doesn't know exactly when the dam came out. So there's machlokas beisham beisilal about how far back we assume the tumah goes. We assume mifkida lufkida that she's been tumah since the last time she checked. Do we assume me eis la eis she was tumah from the last 24 hours? So that's drabanan. On a daraisa level, she's only tumah henceforth, from when she finds the dam and on. But midrabanan, we declare her an av hatuma lemafreya. Me eis la eis shebenida is a tumah, yeah?
So
you want to say the Vardin Rashi is Rashi says that there's no brand new tuma ava tuma midaraisa, but all tumas are based on something, on some sort of every tuma except for a sheni, except for the yadayim being shnios or something like that, which is purely midrabanan. But maybe that's what it means. That could very well be. Could be. The other example, well known example of a tumah d'oraisa of an ava tumah d'oraisa is tumas beis hapras. When you have a kever, a sadeh shenevar bo kever, a sadeh shenechrash bo kever, where you have to assume that the entire field is tameh as if it has a kever. So that's also also an ava tumah midrabanan. So it's just an interesting line in Rashi that it says it's ki'ilu, he's saying that there's no such thing as an ava tumah midrabanan. He must mean something else. Maybe that's what he means, but he must mean something else. Good. So let's see Vayter in the Gemara now. So says the Gemara, possibility number 4. Amrei Shlakish Mishum Bar Kapara. Maybe when Reb Meir says that we see midivrehem from their words that Truma Torah could be brought with Truma Tumei on Erev Pesach, maybe what he means is Masnisin Ba'ava Tumah D'oraisa V'lava Tumah D'oraisa. Go back to what we assumed before, that when Rabbi Chanina Sgan HaKohen was talking, he was talking about a Rishon D'oraisa with a Shlishi D'oraisa. Everything's D'oraisa. Umay midivrehem. What's the midivrehem? Midivrei Rabbi Lozov Rabbi Yeshua. It's from the conversation of Rabbi Lozov and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Lozov and Rabbi Yeshua, they didn't appear in our Mishnah. So Rabbi Meir is talking from some other place. He's coming up from with something else. So we're going to have to figure out why would he just bring in Rabbi Lozov and Rabbi Yeshua? What does that have to do with Rabbi Chanina Sgan HaKohen? It was hard enough to figure out what Rabbi Chanina Sgan HaKohen has to do with anything. Why is he going to, Rabbi Meir is going to, in the middle of the conversation, bring up Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Lozov and Rabbi Yeshua? So we'll have to see. So it says Gemara, but first let's figure out which Rabbi Yeshua. Hey Rabbi Yeshua, which Rabbi Lozov and Rabbi Yeshua are we talking about? Ile Mahar Rabbi Yeshua, maybe it's the following Rabbi Yeshua, the Tanan, we have a Mishnah. Chavis shel truma shenolva safek tuma. Let's say you have a barrel of truma that's safek tameh. You're not sure if it's tameh or not. So there's a big difference between truma tahara and truma tameh. Truma tahara, Kohen has a mitzvah to eat. Truma tameh, he has an iser to eat. He's not allowed to eat it. He is allowed to get hana from it. He's supposed to use it as fuel to burn it. There's a mitzvah b'sreifa, and he can get hana from the sreifa. He can use it as fuel for an oven. It still belongs to the Kohen. It's still mamon kuna. But it's a big difference between truma and truma tameya. So now you have this suffix. So what do you do with it? When it's besuffic, you can't burn it, because if it's truma tahora, you're not allowed to burn truma tahora. And you can't eat it, because if it's truma tameya, you're not allowed to eat it. So you're really stuck when you don't know whether it's tahora or tameya. It's the worst possible situation. You'd rather it be tameya than it be tola. So says Reb Lezer Omer, im haysu munachas b'makam haturfa, yanichana b'makam hamutzna, v'im haysu magula yichasena. Reb Lezer says, treat it with the same way you would protect truma tahora. Protect it like you would protect Truma Torah. If it's in a place where it's going to be exposed to Tumah easily, cover it up, make sure it doesn't have exposure to Tumah anymore, because there is a chance that it is Tahar. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, im haysu munachas b'makom hamutzna, yanichana b'makom haturfa. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, the exact opposite. If it's in a protected place, put it somewhere where it could easily be exposed to Tumah. V'im haysu mechusa, yigalena. If it's covered, uncover it, let it be exposed to Tumah, and maybe we'll get lucky and it will become Tameh. And that will be better than having it in this in-between state. You'd rather it be Tameh. So Why are you allowed to do that? So Rashi points out that the machlokas of Rav Elazar Rabbi Shua is probably a machlokas about yeshem lemikra, yeshem lemesores. We learn from the pasuk that one has to guard their truma from tuma, that mishmeres trumasi, that yeah, a person has to guard truma from tuma. That's why you're not allowed to leave truma tahora in a situation where it can become tame. It's an issur d'oraisa pashtus to be metame truma tahora. But there's a question: how do you read that word mishmeres trumasi or trumosai? Is it my truma or my trumos? If it's plural, my trumos, it means that not only do you need to guard truma tahora, you also need to guard truma tamea from any further destruction. So if you say that it's plural, that it's both, so then you'd assume like Rabbi Eliezer, that even if it's truma tuluya, even if it's truma that's a suffix, not truma tamea there's nothing to guard it from, but truma tuluya is truma that's a suffix, you still have to guard it and make sure that it doesn't become tamei vade. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua would say, no, the whole mitzvah of mishmeres, the whole mitzvah of guarding truma is only truma tahora. Once it's truma tuluya, once it's not definite truma, so then there's no mitzvah to guard it anymore. So that's the machlokas of Rabbi Shua. So maybe Rabbi Meir is picking up on that comment of Rabbi Shua, that he's telling us that just like Rabbi Yeshua allows you to leave truma that's safek tame, unprotected from tuma, so too you're allowed to take truma tahora on erev Pesach that's already asur mishum chametz and burn it together with truma tameya and thereby being metameyit. So says the Gemara, midami, that's not at all the same. Hasum grama bialma hacha biadayim. What does Rabbi Yeshua allow you to do with truma tuluya? He allows you to leave it uncovered, leave it out in an area where a sheretz might get to it. He does not allow you to take a sheretz and put it on it. He doesn't allow you to be metameyit. And what are you doing on erev Pesach? What does Rabbi Meir allow you to do on erev Pesach? He allows you to take truma tahora and burn it together with truma tameya. That's actively being metameyit the truma. That we would never go so far. Now this idea of a chav that has this safek tumah. So Rashi says, how does the safek happen? A person goes there and safek, a person who's tame, an adam tame comes in proximity to this barrel. Safek naga b'chavis, safek lo naga. We don't know if the tame person touched this barrel or didn't touch this barrel. So the Rishonim ask Tosos, the various Balia Tosfos ask Tosos and the Rashmi Shans and the Rabbeinu David. They all ask, wait a second. What's the case of this suffix? Generally speaking, the Torah gives us clear guidelines about how to deal with suffix tumah. Suffix tumah b'rishus harabim is tahar. Suffix tumah b'rishus hayachid is tamei. So how do you have? So we have a way of being poshate every suffix tumah. So how do you ever have a case of a suffix on this truma barrel? Is it tamei? Is it not? The Torah should have already guided us whether it's tamei or not, based on whether it was in rishus hayachid or in rishus harabim. So what exactly is this case? So the Rishonim have several approaches. Tosos suggests that we're talking about two barrels that were both in Rosh Hashayachid, and a Tamei person touched one of them. A different case than Rashi. Not that you have a Tamei person, you don't know if he touched the barrel or not. You have two barrels in Rosh Hashayachid, Tamei person touched one of them, definitely did not touch both of them. We just don't know which one he touched. So even in a case of a Safek Tumah Rosh Hashayachid, we would still not say that it's definitely Tamei, because how do I know Safek Tumah Rosh Hashayachid? I learned it from Sota. The limud of Safek Tumah Rosh Hashayachid is from Sota, that the Torah calls Sota, even though really Sota has nothing to do with Tumah, it's Arayos, it has nothing to do with Tumah, but the Torah calls it Vihinit Meis. It calls it by a Lashon of Tumah, so we derive from there that just like a Sota happens only when she has Yichud, when she has Stiro, she's alone with a guy, so too, and we don't know what happened, and we assume the worst, we assume she's us and her husband until the Meis Sota vindicate her, so too, any Safik Tumah that's Bereshus HaYachid, we assume the worst, we assume is Tameh. But by a case of Sota, it's one entity. It's not did the guy sleep with this married woman or that married woman. No, it's one woman, and it's just suffik naga, suffik lo naga, suffik time, suffik lo time. We don't know if she became tame or not. That's where we say suffik tumah versus yachid is tame. But in a case where suffik, where it's one of two items, we can't derive that from Sota, says the Balei HaTosfos, and therefore it would remain besuffik. We wouldn't be subject to suffik tumah versus yachid tame, nor would it be subject to suffik tumah versus harabim tahar. That's one of the kashas that we showed him deal with. There are a lot of other ways of answering that kasha, but that's one of the kashas that we showed him deal with. Another major issue that the Rishonim deal with, before we get to our fifth possibility, is that the Gemara Maseches Bechoros discusses Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua that this drasha, the pasuk Vani Inei Nasati Lach as Mishmeres Trumasi, that who's the Nasati Lach? I've given you Mishmeres Trumasi. So the Gemara darshins that it's dafka for you, meaning the din of Shimur is only on Truma that's ra'ui for you to use. Truma that's not ra'i for you to use does not require any shmira. But the point is that Rabbi Elazar requires shmira on Truma Taliya because maybe it will be mutter for you to use. Why maybe? Eliyahu HaNavi might come and he might tell me that this Truma Taliya is really tahar, and then I'll be able to use it. So that's why Truma Taliya is still included. The Gemara Machara says Truma Taliya is still included in the din of Mishmeres. Now there is a well-known Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam in the 9th parak of Hilchos Tumas Meis holds, we know the din generally, Safik Da'araisa L'Chumra, Safik D'Rabbanan L'Kul. Right, but this din that Safik Daraisa is Lachumra, that when we have a Safik on a din Daraisa, we always assume Lachumra. Is that itself a din Daraisa, or is that a din Darabanan? Meaning, when the Torah told me an Isser, is the Torah telling me this is Aser and even B'makom Safik it's Aser? Or is the Torah telling me it's Aser and B'makom Safik you could be Mekel, but the Rabbanan came along and said, you know, B'makom Safik on a din Daraisa you should be Machmir as well. So the Rambam holds Safik Daraisa Lachumra is only a din Darabanan. Min HaTorah, Safik D'Araisa would be Lekula. So here you have a Chavis, a barrel that has Safik Tuma Min HaTorah. What would the Halacha be? Min HaTorah would be Tahar Legamri. Because according to the Rambam, Mi D'Araisa, Safik, we'd always go Lekula. Mi D'Rabbanan, it's Teluya. So now, if we're dashing from a Pasuk, and we say the Din of Mishmeres is only on something that's Lecha, that you can use, so the fact that Mi D'Rabbanan, it's a problem to use it, is what the pasuk of Lecha is coming to teach me? That doesn't make any sense. Min HaTorah, when you're looking at it from a Torah perspective, it's perfectly fine. It's perfectly usable Truma. You wouldn't need to add in the Lecha to teach me about Truma Taliya with the Chashash of Shema Yavo Eliyahu. So that's something that the Achronim deal with over here. How exactly this fits in the drasha of the pasuk based on the Shitas HaRambam. Okay, but let's see the fifth possibility now. So says the Gemara, our fifth possibility. Ella HaRabbi Yeshua. So rather we're assuming it's the following statement of Rabbi Yeshua that Rabbi Meir based himself off of. Again, we're still trying to figure out. Rabbi Meir says that I see from somewhere that if you have Chametz and Erev Pesach, that's Truma Tahora, and Chametz and Erev Pesach, that's Truma Tameya, you can burn them together. Where does he see it from? So maybe it's from the following Rabbi Yeshua. Ditnan, we have the Mishnah that tells us as follows. Chavis, you have this Mishnah is going to appear later on in this parak. Chavis shel Truma Shenishbra Begas Eliona V'tachtona Chulin. Let's say you have a Truma barrel that's on the upper level and the barrel breaks. So now there's Truma pouring out of the barrel. So it's all being nifsad, it's all being lost. But underneath it, there's Chulin. So there's Chulin Tamei, and the Chulin is Tamei. What's the problem of Chulin is Tamei? There's no problem with Chulin that's Tamei. Chulin that's Tamei is perfectly fine. You're allowed to eat it, you're allowed to drink it. There's no problem with Chulin that's Tamei. But if you have Truma that falls into that Chulin that's Tameh, A, the Truma is going to become Tameh, and B, the Chulin is going to become Tarovas of Truma. So then you're not going to be, then it's all going to be ruined. You're not going to be allowed to eat any of it. Then it's all going to be destroyed. So you have this terrible predicament where you have this Truma Torah that's dripping into Chulin Tameh, and you need to do something about it. So what's the best thing to do? Plug the hole. Okay, great. You can't plug the hole. Next best thing to do? Find a Kli that's Tahar to catch the Truma. If you get a Tahar Kli to catch the Truma, that's perfect, that would be great. What if you can't find a Tahar Kli, but you can find a Tameh Kli to catch the Truma? So now what are you going to be doing? If you catch the Truma in a Tameh Kli, you will be ruining the Truma. But you know what you'll be doing? You'll be saving the Chulin. Because the Chulin now is not going to get ruined from Truma dripping into it. The Chulin is Tameh, but Chulin is allowed to be Tameh. So you'll be saving the Chulin if you catch it in a Tameh Kli. Now, the Truma is going to be ruined anyway. If you don't catch it in a Tameh Kli, you just let it drip, the Truma is going to be ruined anyway. So are you allowed to actively be Metameh the Truma, save the Chulin by being Metameh the Truma actively, or do you just have to let it happen by itself and let everything get ruined? So says the Mishnah. Mishnah. Chavish al truma shenishmar begas al yonah v'tachton ochul and tamein. Moda Reb Lozer Reb Yishua shem yachal hatzil men revius petara yatzil. Reb Lozer and Reb Yishua are both moda that if you're able to save at least a revius of the truma betahara, so that you should save at least the revius of truma. Meaning, if it's going to take you a while to find a tahar kli, but you'll get one in time, that at least that last revius of truma that's dripping out of this barrel, you'll be able to catch in the tahar kli, even though all the chulin is going to be ruined and all the rest of the truma is going to be ruined, it's worth it. Go find that tahar kli, save that last revius. For that last revius, it's worth it. It sounds from this mission that there's a din of revius, that if it's less than a revius, then there's no kli of lahatzil. So that's a kasha. Rav Elchanan isn't sure. He says, why wouldn't you have to save even less than a revius? Chatzi shir is also significant min hatorah. So why is the din of mishmeres trumasi not a din on a chatzi shir? Every other din in the Torah that we always say chatzi shir is also min hatorah, chatzi shir is something min hatorah. So why isn't the din of mishmeres trumasi a din of a chatzi shir? It's a question. We don't always say chatzi shir. It's not at least it's not pashut. So we say chatzi shir by mitzvahs. There's a big discussion in the achronim. Let's say you have half a gazayas of matzah. Is there any point in eating it? Do you get a you might as well, right? Let's say you have one kazayas of matzah and you have two Jews that have to figure out what they're going to do with one kazayas of matzah. So is there a din of chatzi shir? If there's a din of chatzi shir, then it's at least a possibility that if you split the matzah, you're accomplishing something. That you split that one kazayas, each of you eat half a kazayas, you're both doing a chatzi shir of the mitzvah of matzah. But if chatzi shir is nothing in mitzvos, chatzi shir is only a din in iser, chatzi shir doesn't mean anything in mitzvos, so then splitting the matzah is the worst idea. The best idea is have them fight it out, have someone, the bigger tzaddik, I don't know, something, figure the lesser tzaddik said he can get this close, I don't know, something, have someone eat the kazayis. But that's a big discussion according to whether you have chatzi shir by mitzvahs. But Rav Elchanan thinks he doesn't understand why there wouldn't be a chatzi shir by mishmeres trumasi. So he says, no, maybe the din of mishmeres trumasi, the whole point is that it's mishmeres trumasi to save the truma so that you could be mekayim the mitzvah sachila. It's not stam to protect the truma. It's protecting the truma so that you'll be able to do a mitzvah sachila with this truma. Mitzvah sachila is bekazayis. What about chatzi shir b'mitzvahs? So maybe this is tali on that issue. Maybe this is a raya that there's no din of chatzi shir by mitzvahs, because even if there is a mitzvah, even if the mitzvah is b'kazayis, if there would be a din of chatzi shir, l'chari you should still have to save it to be mekayim the mitzvah of chatzi shir by mitzvahs. Okay, so anyway, so if you could save at least a revius of it, go ahead and save it. V'im lav, let's say you're not going to be able to save a revius of it. So Reb Lozer Omer Teri v'tamei v'al yitamei d'biyad. Reb Lozer says, let what happens happen, but don't touch anything. Let the truma tahora fall into the chulin tamein. It will all be ruined. At least you didn't do it, even though it all gets ruined. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, af yitamena biyad. Rabbi Yeshua says, what a chaval, what a waste that is. You're ruining all the chulin for no reason. Be metame biyad. Get a tame kli and catch the truma tahora. Yes, you're being metame all the truma, but the truma is going nowhere anyway. The truma is going to be destroyed anyway. At least that way you'll save the chulin. So go and be metame it biyad. So says the Gemara, so that's where Reb Meir got his din from. Reb Meir says, if anyway everything is going to be destroyed, so you might as well be metami. You have Truma Torah, Truma Tameh, and Erev Pesach, and it's all Chameh, so it's all got to be destroyed anyway, so you might as well be, you can burn them together and be metami. So says the Gemara, Ihachi, Hai mi divrei hem, mi dvarav mi bayalei. So what's the mi divrei hem? Meaning Reb Meir's whole raya is from Rabbi Yeshua. Reb Lozer says you got to let it be. So you're not allowed to be metame et biyad. Reb Meir's whole raya is from the fact that Rabbi Yeshua says go catch it in the tame kli. So why is that mi divrei hem? That should be mi dvarav in the singular. So hachi kamar mi machlo kason shel Reb Lozer Rabbi Yeshua lamanu. Yeah, that's what it means. It means from the conversation that Reb Lozer and Rabbi Yeshua have, what emerges is that we never pass on like Reb Lozer, we always pass on like Rabbi Yeshua, and therefore what emerges is that you're allowed to burn Truma Torah together with Truma Tameh. Dekanami dekatani moder Reb Lozer Rabbi Yeshua shema mina. And and it seems that way from the Mishnah as well, because in the Mishnah, the very next line, he says, Moda Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Yeshua. So it sounds like it has something to do with Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Yeshua, and from their conversation, and not the other possibility that it comes from Mechanis Sagana Kohanim. So at the end of the day, when all the dust settles, we had five possibilities of what Rabbi Meir was talking about, but only two of them really work in the end of the day. So we got to keep both of them in mind. Possibility number three that still stands is that it could be that Rabbi Meir understood that Rabbi Mechanis Sagana Kohanim permitted burning kachim that was only tamei midrabanan with kachim that was tamei midaraisa, and therefore you're being metamei the on a daraisa level, you're being metamei the shlishi with a brand new tumah that it never had. And Rabbi Chanina permitted this because the very idea that one food could be metamei another food in the first place is itself only din drabanan. So the rabbanan were lenient in transmitting a tumah drabanan to something that's already tamei midrabanan. So Rabbi Meir said from there, so truma, which can no longer be eaten, not because of tuma, but because of chametz, of an isur chametz, no longer needs to be guarded from the tuma durabanan of coming in contact with other food. Remember, this all relates back to the idea of food being metame other food is only a din durabanan. So because that connection is only that tuma that you're causing is only tuma durabanan anyway, so when the item itself has a problem midrabanan, you're allowed to be metame it with a tuma durabanan. That was one possibility. And then this final possibility also works, that where a mayor based himself on Rabbi Yeshua, allowing us to catch falling truma in a tameh kli in order to keep it from ruining the chulin that it was about to fall into. So apparently, again, once the truma is not going to be usable anyway, so we allow a person to be metami it directly. So Rabbi Meir says also, you can be metami truma ta'ora, chametz of truma ta'ora, nerev pesach, because it's not usable anyway, it's chametz. Good. V'cheinam rav nachman amar baravua, masnisim bava tuma da'oraisa, uvlada tuma da'oraisa, umay midivrei, midivrei b'loz Rabbi Yeshua. And rav nachman amar baravua also says that I like possibility number 5 rather than possibility number 3. All the tumas we're talking about over here are tumas da'oraisa, and when he says midivreiim, he means midivrei Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua. He does not mean from Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim. So Eisvei Rava l'Rav Nachman. So Rava says Rav Nachman, great, that works really well in Rabbi Meir's line. Rabbi Meir's line in the Mishnah midivreiim lamanu. But what's the next line in the Mishnah? Next line in the Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi tells Rabbi Meir that you can't compare the two. That your tushtal, your comparison of a case of Truma Torah, Truma Tumeya, to a case of the Kadshim, or to a case of whatever Rabbi Yeshua was talking about, is Eina Hi Hamida. Now, in our Mishnah, that's all Rabbi Yossi says, Eina Hi Hamida. In a Braisa, he elaborates much further than Eina Hi Hamida, and we're going to have to figure out how his critique of Rabbi Meir fits what we thought Rabbi Meir actually said. So I'm Rabbi Yossi, here's the Braisa. Eina Nidon Domalaria, the Domalaria. The case that you brought is not at all comparable to the case that you're trying to prove it from. So, which is exactly what he said in the Mishnah. But now he elaborates. Shekshi Idu Rabuseinu Amahi Idu. Because when Rabuseinu told this Edus of what they used to do in the Beis HaMikdash, what did they tell an Edus about? Imal Abasar Shenitma Bivlada Tuma Shasarfinosom Abasar Shenitma Bavatuma Zetame Vizetame. They were telling Edos about burning kachim that became tameh with an avatuma, with the kachim that's a rishon, together with kachim that's a shlishi. They're both already tameh, so that's what Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim allowed. So what's Rabbi Yossi's whole critique? Rabbi Meir, how can you compare your case of truma tahura, truma tameh on Erev Pesach, with what Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim was talking about? But we just said Rabbi Meir wasn't talking, didn't learn anything from Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim. So why is Rabbi Yossi criticizing his comparing Truma to Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim? And then he says, and if you're learning from Rabbi Akiva, imal Hashemen shenifso b'tzvul yom, shemadik loso b'ner, shenitma b'tamei meis, ze pasul v'ze tamei. And you can't learn from Rabbi Akiva either, because Rabbi Akiva was dealing with Shemen that's already pasul, and you're dealing with Truma that's perfectly tar. So afa numodim b'truma shenitmeis b'vladatum, shesofnoma if all you were trying to say was that if you have truma that's on a lower level of tuma and truma that's on a higher level of tuma that's chametz that you want to burn together, that I'd be fine with. But that's not what you're saying. You, Rabbi Meir, are saying you're allowed to burn truma tahora with tumeya, and neither Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim nor Rabbi Akiva ever say anything about that. How could you even burn truma that's tuluya together with truma tumeya? After all, shema yavo Eliyahu v'yitarena. Eliyahu Hanavi might come along and be mitar the Truma Teluya, and therefore it's going to be the same as burning Truma Tahora with Temeya. So I don't think you can even burn Teluya with Temeya, let alone Tahora with Temeya, because of the concern of Shema Yavo Eliyahu. Now, as we pointed out the other day, this idea of Shema Yavo Eliyahu and the rights that Eliyahu HaNavi has as a Navi to tell us anything in Halacha is the Rambam writes that when it comes to mitzvos, if Eliyahu HaNavi were to come and to paskin for us that al pi nevuah, that something is usur, something is mutter, the Rambam writes in the ninth parak of Yisodei HaTorah that any Navi comes and tells us that Hashem told us a din this way or the other way, al pi nevuah, he's a Navi Sheker v'yichanek, and he's chayiv chenek, you have to kill him. And even if he has a mofes, even if he does a miracle to prove that he's telling the truth, and this is, no, you can't pass an al pi nevuah, because he's going directly against the Torah. The Torah says, lo b'shamayim hi, the Torah is down here, it's not to be paskin al pi nevuah, such a person is a Navi Sheker, has to be killed. So what are we saying, Eliyahu HaNavi might come and paskin for us that this Truma Taliyah is Torah? So no, it's not a psak. Maritz Chayis explains in all of his Sfarim, in Torah's Nevi'im, and many other places, that Eliyahu HaNavi could be Mevarer Metzius. He can't pass in halacha, but he can be mevarer metzias. If we just don't know what the metzias is, did this come in contact with tumah or not? He could tell us, oh, it did or it didn't. He could be mevarer metzias for us, but he cannot, absolutely cannot pass in halacha. And one of the rays is this gemara that he could be, that he's allowed to be mevarer a metzias for us. Chassam Sofer has a whole fantastic explanation of Eliyahu HaNavi, that Eliyahu HaNavi is tzvei dinim in Eliyahu. Sometimes he comes in the form of a guf, in which case he has a din of a talmud chacham and a navi, and sometimes he's in the form of neshama, in which case he has a din of a mala. And there may be different dinim in terms of what he's allowed to be mevarer for us, what he's not allowed to be mevarer. I mean, some sofer is not even convinced that as a navi he could be mevarer metzias. That to be mevarer metzias al pi nevuah, that's going to determine the halacha, he doesn't know if anyone could do that. He thinks maybe only Eliyahu could do that, because Eliyahu is not just a navi, he sometimes comes in the form of a malach. So maybe in the form of a malach, that's what Eliyahu a navi could do. It's not necessarily a right from our Gemara that any other navi could be mevarer metzias. But okay, but that's the bottom line is we see that Rabbi Yossi's critique of Rabbi Meir is, Rabbi Meir, how do you derive anything from Rabbi Chanina Sagan Aquanim and Rabbi Akiva? So the bottom line is Rabbi Yossi understood that Rabbi Meir derived his din from Rabbi Chanina Sagan Aquanim and Rabbi Akiva, not from Rabbi Loz Rabbi Shua. Once we mention the Brisa, we just mentioned the end of the Brisa. If you have Pigel, Nosar, and Tameh, that all need to be burnt. So Beishamai says you cannot burn them together because you can't be Metameh, the Pigel and the Nosar. Beisilah says you can burn them together. Now, if Rabbi Meir's whole shita was based on Rabbi Yeshua and was not based on Rabbi Chanina Sagan Aquanim and Rabbi Akiva, why is Rabbi Yossi's whole critique of Rabbi Meir based on a failed comparison to Rabbi Chanina Sagan Aquanim? So I'm Rav Nachman, Rabbi Yossi lava daite. Rabbi Yossi didn't understand Rabbi Meir. To who suffer Rabbi Meir mid Rabbi Chanina Sagan Aquanim kamalei? Vamalei ana mid Rabbi Shua kamina. Here's what happened. Rabbi Meir just said a din. Midivrayim lamanu. Rabbi Yossi didn't have any more clarity on what Rabbi Meir meant by midivrayim than we did when we first read the Mishnah. Rabbi Meir says, oh, midivrayim lamanu, that you're allowed to burn Truma Torah together with Truma Tameir. Rabbi Yossi says, what? What does that have to do with Rabbi Chanina Sagan Aquanim and Rabbi Akiva? That doesn't fit at all. And Rabbi Meir says, who's talking about Rabbi Chanina Sagan Aquanim and Rabbi Akiva? I didn't, that's not what I meant. What I meant is I think we could derive from Rabbi Yeshua. The fact that Rabbi Yeshua allows you to save that Truma in the Tamei Kli. That's what I was talking about. And then Rabbi Yossi says, oh, you're still wrong. And here's why I think you're still wrong. Meaning, now that I understand what you're coming from, I still disagree. Vamalei, afil Rabbi Yeshua nami einahi amida. Even if you're based on Rabbi Yeshua, I still don't think that that's correct. Da hamoda Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Yeshua shesarev zubif ne'atzma v'zubif ne'atzma. Because I think both Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Yeshua would agree in a case of Truma Tahora and Truma Tameya on Erev Pesach that they need to be burnt separately. What's wrong with the comparison? Seems like Rabbi Meir had a very good comparison. No, Rabbi Yeshua said you could take a tamei kli to catch Truma that's going to be ruined anyway and thereby actively ruin it for the purpose of saving the chulin that's underneath. Why is that any different than actively ruining Truma, being metame Truma that's going to be ruined anyway on Erev Pesach? You have Chametz, it's Truma Tahora, it's going to be ruined anyway, you got to burn it anyway, so burn it with Truma Tameo. What difference does it make? It's exactly the same thing. Says Gemara, no, there's a big difference. Shiny Hasam Dika Hefsid Chulin. When we allow you to actively burn Truma, to actively destroy Truma, be metame Truma, is it with a krech, or we just say, it doesn't make a difference? Meaning, when we're going to allow you to take that tummy kli, Rabbi Yeshua says, take that tummy kli and catch the truma. Is Rabbi Yeshua saying, nah, no big deal, it's getting ruined anyway, it doesn't matter? Or he's saying, no, it does matter, but I see that Nebuch, you're losing all this chulin, so we're going to be makel to allow you to ruin truma that's anyway going to be ruined, so that you could save Nebuch all this chulin that you would otherwise ruin. That's what Rabbi Yeshua was saying, that Nebuch, all this chulin is going to be ruined. So in that case where you're going to ruin all your chulin, go catch it with the tummy kli and we'll allow you to be metame the truma actively. But in the case of burning chametz on Erev Pesach, what's the hefsid? There's no big hefsid. You burn it separately. Why do you have to burn them together? There's no hefsid to burn them together. So Maschar B'yom Masis Nami Yika hefsid Eitzim. He says, what do you mean there's no hefsid? Sure there's a hefsid. There's a hefsid of the wood. You have to make a second fire. It's not so easy to make a campfire. So you have to go gathering a whole second stack of wood. So that's a hefsid. Amleu Sabala hefsid Meruba Chashu, hefsid Muat Al Chashu. Now hefsid Meruba we're Choshish for. A hefsid Muat we're not Choshish for. An extra pile of wood is a hefsid Muat. We're worried about a hefsid Meruba only, not a hefsid Muat. We would only allow actively being Matami Truma for a hefsid Meruba, not for a hefsid Muat. We do find a lot of places where we're Makel on a hefsid Meruba. In cases of Suffolk, the Marshal writes that Ben Ashmashos of Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to do a Davar Aser, something that's Aser Midrabanan, for hefsid Meruba during Ben Ashmashos of Shabbos. We're Makel hefsid Meruba. What's the svar to be Makel by hefsid Meruba? Or sometimes you have a Yachid against the Rabbin. So normally you'd pass like the Rabbin, but the Makam hefsid Meruba, you could pass him like the Das HaYachid. So the svar is that a Torah chasal mamanim shal Yisrael, that the Torah cares about our money, doesn't want us to lose all of our money, so we're allowed to be Makel with hefsid Meruba. It's not so clear how to define hefsid Meruba. Meaning, is there a number to hefsid Meruba? Rabbi Neuberger tells the story of one of his first experiences in Rabbanus, where someone asked a shaila about an old set of china that they had that was not kosher from a grandparent or something, and it was a very expensive antique set of china, and they wanted to know if they could kasher it. So he told them over, Rav Moshe has a tshuva, if you don't use it for a year and then you do agala gimel pamim b'makom hefsid meruba, you could be makel like those deos yichidim of agala gimel pamim and not using it for a year, hefsid meruba. And another rav called them up and said, you were makel with this family hefsid meruba, they have two Mercedes parked in their driveway, it's not a hefsid meruba for them. So he wasn't sure is it or isn't it a hefsid meruba. It's not so clear, it's not so partial. He happened to have been right. He said afterwards he was pretty confident that he was right. He went to Rav David Lipshitz in front of Bracha, and Rav David told him he did the right thing. And he later found out that family told him, we were deciding whether we were going to be frum or not, and my wife said, if I can keep my china, I'll be frum, I'll keep a kosher chicken kitchen, so chicken too, but kosher kitchen. So he managed saved it with that psak. But anyway, so how to define hefsid meruba is not so clear. What about a case where you have, it's hefsid meruba in the grand scheme of things, but for each individual it's only a hefsid muat. Let's say there was a suffix about yayin, about stam yenim or something, and everyone bought one bottle. Everyone had one bottle. So for the whole community, it's going to be so much wine that's going to be destroyed if we're machmir. But if we're, but it's only for each family, it's only going to be a hefsid muat. So some want to bring a raya from here, from our Gemara, that maybe in the Panamiros, he tries to bring a raya from our Gemara, that's still called only hefsid muat, because there could be a lot of people that are burning truma tamea on Erev Pesach. So it's a lot of people's wood, it's a lot of people's extra fire, but nevertheless we still only call it a hefsid muat. How many people are going to burn truma tamea on Erev Pesach? Hopefully there isn't so much truma tamea around. I don't know how strong a raya it is. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, machlokas b'sheish. The whole machlokas is only in the sixth hour. This whole machlokas where you're allowed to burn the truma Torah together with the tamea. Avul b'sheva, divrei kol sarfin. Once you get the seventh hour and the chametz is asur midaraisa, everyone agrees you're allowed to burn them together. Amalei Rabbi Zera Lebrasi, name a ksav Rabbi Yochanan masnisim bava tumet daraisa vlada tumet rabbanan umaydi midivrei bichanis kana kanim. So he says, Rabbi Yochanan must have understood that possibility number three is correct, not possibility number five. That when Rabbi Meir says, I know from divreihem that you're allowed to burn truma Torah together with truma tamea, he meant Rabbi Chanina's kana kanim, and he understood that Rabbi Chanina's kana kanim allowed you to burn a truma an ava a rishon l'tumah d'oraisa with a shlishi l'tumah d'rabbanan. So Amalei in, he says, yeah, that's exactly how he understood it, and that's why he said once the chametz becomes tameh, becomes asur midoraisa in the seventh hour, then you're for sure allowed to burn them together. But the midivreihem was that when it's only midrabbanan, when it's in the sixth hour, and that was the parallel. So in Marnami, Amar Rabbi Yochanan masnisin bava tumah d'oraisa uvlada tumah d'rabbanan, my midivrei midivrei b'chinis kana kana machlokas b'sheish al b'sheish. Sheva Divrei Kol Sarfin. And he said it explicitly that Rabbi Yochanan said that he understood like possibility number three. Lema Masayele, let's bring a raya that that's correct. Hapigul Vanosar Atame Veshame Yom Remain Nisrafin Kachas, Ubeisalom Nisrafin Kachas, that you're allowed to burn Pigul, Nosar, and Tameh all together at the same time. So if he explicitly allows burning Pigul, Nosar, and Tameh, apparently because once something is Asr Midaraisa, like Pigul and Nosar, you don't have to be careful about being Metamiyat. Chametz in the seventh hour is Asr Midaraisa, so there should be no concern with being Metamiyat, exactly like Rabbi Yochanan is saying. So says Marno, Shaini Hasam, Di Islu Tumad de Rabbanon, Ditana, Hapigul and Nosar Metaminasi Adayin. Now, Pigul and Nosar are already Tameh on a Drabbanon level. That's why we're not concerned with being Metameyat, because Pigul and Nosar are Metameyat Esayadayin. We're dealing with Truma Tahora that's Asr in the seventh hour, it's Asr Midaraisa, but it's not Tameh at all in the seventh hour. Lema Mesayele, so we bring another raya, Hapas Sheifsha Venifsala Milecha La Adam, Vakel of Yachala Ochla, Metame Tumasochlin Bekabetsa Venifsrefes Metameya Bepesach. So Rabbi Yossi allows burning moldy bread, inedible chametz, that's truma together with tameh things. So we see he would allow burning chametz after the seventh hour, which is halachically inedible, together with tameh food. What difference does it make if it's inedible physically or inedible halachically? Gemara says it makes a difference. Shaini hasam da afra bialmahu. That, no, it's different if it's afra bialmah, if it's moldy, it's physically inedible, and we therefore don't have to be as careful with it as we do with something that's only halachically inedible, like chametz after the seventh hour. Okay, let's pick up there tomorrow.